Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 841. Scared to go to the gym? How to Build Confidence It Takes to Be Consistent and Get Results, Part 1, by J.C. Dean of jcdfitness.com, and I'm Dr. Neil. Happy Monday and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I act as your narrator of the best health and fitness blogs, all for free. I cover fitness, nutrition, stress management, weight management, and lots more, just like an audiobook, but from a bunch of different authors. And then on Fridays, I answer your questions right here on the show. Now today, I have a bit of a longer post, so I'll read the first half today and then finish the rest tomorrow. And with that, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. Scared to go to the gym? How to build the confidence it takes to be consistent and get results. Part 1 by J.C. Dean of jcdfitness.com. I get questions sent in all the time. Sometimes they're easy enough to simply send a reply. Other times, they take a little longer and require a string of emails to help. I do what I can. And then there are times like today, where I feel an open response will help many people with a similar question. Recently, a lady wrote in the following, quote, "My fitness struggles include being intimidated in the gym. For example, the best gym I have access to is on a military base, and the weight room is often crowded with experienced people, and I don't necessarily know proper form for all the things I want to do in the gym, and don't know how much weight I can handle. So when there are a ton of people using the weights, I feel like I'm in the way trying to learn." End quote. Today we're doing something a bit differently. Before I give you my advice, I'm calling on three ladies I respect to contribute their ideas and offer insight. Knowledge is power, going from clueless to confident. We've all heard the cliche, knowledge is power. But is it true? I asked Brenda Lee Turner to contribute to this one. Here's her take. Brenda's thoughts. Quote, "Feeling uncomfortable at the gym is absolutely normal, and even the most experienced people feel insecure from time to time. With that said, I'd like to dive into the largest chunk of advice first." She said she feels uncomfortable because she's not sure how to exercise yet. I wouldn't say this is necessarily feeling intimidated as much as confused and clueless. The simple solution to feeling clueless and confused in a gym is to hire a really good trainer for a few weeks. If you don't want to commit to something major, just tell the trainer you only want 30-minute sessions once a week to start feeling more comfortable in the gym. Also, when they ask you what your goals are, be sure to tell them, "I really want to know what I'm doing when I come in here. I'd like you to help me learn." Working with a trainer for just a few sessions will increase your confidence in the gym 99% of the time. Whether you do or don't hire a trainer, read some exercise books to learn good form on basic lifts like squats, lunges, push-ups, pull-ups, deadlifts, and dips. I highly recommend Arnold Schwarzenegger's Encyclopedia of Modern Bodybuilding for anyone feeling like a deer in the headlights at the gym. Knowledge is power, and your ticket to feeling like Scarface when you walk into the gym. It takes time to learn what works for you, but discovery and application is one of the best parts of fitness. End quote. Make the process easy, be consistent, and practice. Sometimes we know what to do, but our processes and habits are all messed up. When you have the knowledge, but no action behind it, our intentions fall flat. Luckily, Kate Galliott weighs in with her tips and ideas on how to feel the fear and do it anyway. Kate's thoughts. Quote, Good for you for making the jump into the weight room. Developing your physical strength is important. Not only does becoming strong mean you have more muscle, which is what changes your shape, building better posture, and helping you do everything from carrying in all the bags at once from the car to performing the most physically taxing parts of life with greater ease. I've seen time and time again with my clients that when they start getting physically strong, they start getting mentally strong too, realizing that they can do it and applying that knowledge to other areas of life. Here are my thoughts on how you can make the transition into the weight room. Nerves are okay. You're not going to get rid of them until you go a few times anyways, so embrace those nerves. That anxious, slightly elevated heart rate feeling is a sign you're really living and pressing your boundaries a bit. It's a good thing, and know that everyone has felt that at least once or twice when they stepped into a weight room, even the ones who've been doing this forever. Make the barrier to entry as low as possible by choosing only 5 to 6 movements to start with. As a beginner, you'll get a lot of mileage out of those movements, and you won't have to worry about knowing 84 different exercises, as well as what weights you should be doing on them, all while feeling a little nervous as you get started. 5 to 6 movements. Learn them. Master them. Then, learn 5 to 6 more. End quote. To be continued. You just listened to part one of the post titled, Scared to Go to the Gym? How to Build the Confidence It Takes to Be Consistent and Get Results by JC Dean of jcdfitness.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I really like that JC asked the advice of those that the original email author most identified with. I know it's different hearing something from a male if you identify as female. It's just not the same. You don't have the same experiences. But you know what? The advice I just read to you pertains to everyone. When I first got started, I wasn't as scared going to the gym, but only because I had a workout buddy with me who had more experience. So I felt more confident just following him around. But I can tell you, the first time I went to the gym on my own, I was definitely nervous. It was like I forgot everything he and I were doing, and I was totally intimidated by everybody else. And yes, I know this is going to be completely biased because I'm a personal trainer myself, but it really is a good investment to find a good trainer, someone that you jive with, someone that you connect with that understands your goals, and have them help you through some basic exercises. They can help you become more familiar in the gym, boost some of that confidence, make sure you're doing the workouts properly so really you don't injure yourself, so that you can keep coming back, so that you can stay consistent, so you can see those results. But again, the key is hiring someone who knows what they're doing. The American College of Sports Medicine is considered the gold standard when it comes to certifying personal trainers. So find someone, ideally, that's been certified through the American College of Sports Medicine. If they try and sell you products, if they try and sell you supplements, walk away. That's not the person for you. It just means they're trying to make a little extra money off of you, and that's no good. You and your health and your goals should come first. And a good trainer that understands that can help you save a lot of time in the gym and prevent injury. And of course, hopefully, make you feel more comfortable. All right, that'll do it from me for today. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for being here every day. I hope you have a great start to your week, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where we'll finish up this post and where your optimal life awaits.